Hello and welcome to The Culture. I'm Anna.
And I'm Mark.
And we are returned. I don't want to say we're back. I don't want to lie, but we have returned.
Listen, we come and go as we please.
Yeah. This is our show. So you guys get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
That is some elementary school wisdom.
Yeah, but you know, we're both, like we've said before, high school teachers. You're teaching three different classes. I'm teaching three different classes. It's chaos out here, Tom.
Nothing changes, but everything stays the same.
Yeah.
Just as busy as we were when we complained last time.
No, we're busier, I think.
Maybe busier.
Yeah. And now we even work at the same school, and it's still...
It hasn't gotten any better.
No.
I keep thinking there's going to be this time where we just hit like 9 eps in a row because we just have so much free time.
All the free time?
And yeah. That doesn't exist. But we are here.
We're here.
And we got, you know, right when you think that we're gone, we just got to remind you that we're still breathing.
Yeah. We have risen.
Indeed. And we miss you all.
Yes, we do. Now, today we're talking about a group that we actually got some intel from one of our listeners. So shout out to Anna. I think it's Anna. It might be Anna like me.
Anna, thank you. Appreciate you listening. And we appreciate the suggestion.
Yeah. So this group is called the Church of God Restoration. And first thing, you know me. I got to find the cult website. Now, they don't have a website, but they got a very populated Facebook.
I mean, who's buying? Like, is there a point in buying an actual website anymore? Is it just to create legitimacy? Every time I hear from
a church?
Yeah, just in general. They're always like, hey, on Instagram, check us out.
I don't know. I think like our church has a website because we have like a big fundraiser once a year.
Yeah.
And I think that like it draws a lot of people. But like if you're a more
hip.
No, I want to say if you're more insular, like if you're more isolated, what would be the point? But yeah, I don't know. I think that if you have a website, you're trying to be mainstream more.
Yeah, I mean, I guess people are still trying to like Google like churches and organizations and stuff. How's the site?
Facebook is I mean, it's decent.
We got more than one profile picture. We got albums.
Let's check it right now. Let's look. When you click on the website or the Facebook page, it has a angel trumpeting. That's their big thing. They're the listeners of the seventh trumpet from the Revelations.
Yeah. So they've taken that as their logo.
Yeah. No, they've got the same.
Oh, is there anything cringier than looking at a profile picture and it's four pictures of the exact same picture?
No, they've got two of the trumpeting angel. Then they've got two of this, like a picture of their building. And it's just like, it's giving me like eerie vibes because it's like, it looks like this picture was taken at dusk. So it's like the building is like lit up, but it's like not dark yet, but not. It's not in the daylight. Like, I don't know why they have this picture. And then the last picture is just a T. Like a literal T. Look, I'm going to show you.
Oh. Well, I don't know about that.
It's just a green background with a green T.
A green on green T.
Yeah, don't know what that means. But you scroll through it and, I mean, it looks like they have access to normal technology. Like, these pictures don't look like they're from some janky camera. This looks like it's from a nice camera.
How many likes we got on this page?
How do you see that? Just like, am I looking at a post?
No, it's just like at the top or like underneath the profile.
1,000 followers.
Okay.
825 likes.
Okay. Well, we have people following and not liking.
There's 175 that don't like.
Hey, like and subscribe.
But follow. Now, just like scrolling through their... Oh, you know what? They do have a website. I'm wrong. They do have a website. It's called churchofgod.com.
Ooh.
Yeah. They got that domain?
I don't know.
But their Facebook is like pretty normal, except their clothes are so not normal. Like their clothing, it's giving Mennonite, it's giving Amish, but you can tell they're not Amish because the women are not wearing bonnets, but the women are wearing dresses or maybe a skirt, and then on top of that, a button-down shirt all the way up to the neck. And tights.
No color.
No color.
Straight black.
Black or like a dark navy blue. And the men are wearing something similar. They're wearing, it almost, kind of their dress almost reminds me of like Hasidic Jewish men. It's like they're wearing like a white shirt underneath with like a black vest. Now they don't have the, you know, the curls like the Hasidic Jews, but they look very like this is not of this time. They look anachronistic.
I'm not mad at it though. Yeah. It's stylish. It's a you're ready for a wedding, a funeral, or a bat mitzvah.
Right.
At all times.
Like when I was first looking at this, what I wrote was that it looks like they're in a 19th century or early 20th century period piece movie, and like they're in the church and somebody's like preaching about fire and brimstone and there's gold in the town or there's like oil in the town.
It's got like a Second Great Awakening feel to it.
Yes, but it's giving like, there is a very specific movie I'm thinking of where there's this like young pastor who's like preaching and there's like oil in the town and he's like kind of trying to like manipulate them to, I don't know. But that's what it's giving to me. Now, I was scrolling through their Facebook page and they have something that kids participate in and compete in, and they're called sword drills.
Oh, absolutely. In
like swords, like we're sword fighting. Play. Yeah. And I don't know what a sword drill is. I think it's biblical. Like, I think it's like a, I don't think it's actual swords is what I'm saying. I think it's like teaching them the sword of the Bible
like
whatever.
It's like Awana. It's like when you used to go to, do you ever do Awana?
No.
Oh, Awana's is like a, it's like when all the kids, like on Wednesday nights, like elementary school, but it's like comp based. So it's like you're doing like Bible memorization.
I think it's like that. I think it's like that.
Hey, that's not nearly as cool as playing with real swords.
They also have a school that's attached to their church called the Church of God Academy.
Naturally, keep it inside.
But it's kind of weird. Like they post too much info about these kids on this Facebook profile.
Like, oh, like actual info, like, about like names
like
and stuff.
Jedediah Brown is in seventh grade and he blah, 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 blah. And he's so good. He always listens to instructions. I'm like, okay, I need to know less about these kids.
Interesting. So we're not hiding.
No, we're not hiding. Now, here is something very interesting about this group. They are racially somewhat diverse. Like these are not just all white people. There are various black leaders in this group. And I just have never seen like, I've just never seen that in these groups specifically. We've seen cults with a variety of racial, you know, diversity, but like not in these like ultra conservative Christian groups.
I'm trying to think back through all the ones that we've looked at. I guess
the only one that I popping off the top of my head is the People's Temple. Jonestown.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's just because it's typically like regional when we're looking at some of the early groups, and there's just not a lot of diversity in a lot of these. I mean, think about where else, a lot of the ones that we've covered so far, unless they're international. Like,
and these guys are international.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Where are they from?
Ohio, which I don't know much about Ohio, but
shouts to Ohio.
They're in Greenville, Ohio. Do I have any clue where Greenville, Ohio is? No, I don't, because I'm a Cali baby.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't think it's one of the big hitters.
Is it near Cleveland?
Listen, if it ain't Cleveland or Columbus, I'm out.
Let's look up Greenville, Ohio. Where are you at? Where are you at, Greenville? Any listeners in Greenville?
drop a line.
Let us know where you at. It is near Ohio's western edge, 33 miles northwest of Dayton.
Oh, yeah, I know Dayton.
Okay.
Ohio's kind of a weird spot historically.
Right.
Sort of this coming together, old, you think like post-industrial rev.
Preach history.
It just has a lot of like, it was a big market area for sure, because we have a ton of like everything kind of meets in Ohio. Also, super blue collar communities throughout there.
And we have like the Great Migration going up into Ohio, right?
Yeah.
Too? Like,
and that's
like
probably African Americans, where we're going to get a ton of movement. And because that's where a lot of the industrial jobs were post Civil War, post trying to get Jim Crow, like everyone's trying to get out of there. So yeah, diverse population.
Makes sense. Now, there was a link to a newsletter that they have. And their newsletter is called
The Trumpet
Sounds. The Gospel Trumpet.
Ah, like the Trumpet Sounds.
And the first bullet point, let me read you the bullet points. Ready? Number one, Armageddon news.
Oh, gosh. Nothing light.
Bullet point number two, all out war. Bullet point number three, child trafficking. Who is responsible?
Oy.
Bullet point four, methinks they protest too much.
Not methinks.
Methinks. Oh, yeah. Bullet point five, victims of trafficking speak. Bullet point six, be who you are. So,
hey, that's a real uplifting bullet.
Unsurprisingly, a lot of this has to do with like Hollywood. A lot of this has to do with like
society falling apart.
A lot of transphobia, homophobia, like stuff like that. It's
this place ain't like it used to be.
Yeah. Okay. So,
I mean, okay. But also, like, here's the thing. I love a good transparency.
That they're just out.
Like,
with
you're just out there. Like, hey, here's our bulletin. Like, it's kind of annoying to me if you're gonna be all about something,
and you're like, yeah, don't be deceptive.
But you're like, yeah, but it's not for you,
right?
Or like, it's a secret. It's like, I know something really cool, but it's a secret.
Well, okay, we'll get there, but I feel like they are kind of like that because, like, I went to their actual website after I found the Facebook, and I wrote down what they say they are, and then I find
what they actually
some ex-members talking about it, and they're like, no, that's not true.
I mean, at least we're putting out a facade then. I'm all for a little something.
They've curated a public image.
Yeah, give me a little something, something. Let me wet my beak a little bit.
There's also various, if you guys are interested, go on to TikTok. There's various like clips of these guys preaching. So
now,
you can
is
find
TikTok
that.
Just exposing the whole world?
Yes, and I love it.
I mean,
you're on TikTok.
I get many a video sent to me on the old Tickety Talk. Never made one, but I got one.
No, I don't make one either.
Now, it just...
I'm a consumer, not a producer.
Yeah, it is a floodgate of just anything and everything. And I just don't know if we should be listening to everyone.
No, I agree. But I think it... Yeah. I think there's something to be said about the democratization of like information and who gets to say.
And experiences, I guess, too.
Who gets to voice their experiences.
Yeah.
And who gets to have an audience.
Yeah.
But I also, with that, you know, you have to be a critical thinker. And unfortunately, as you and I know, we teach children whose brains are not fully formed. And they so, oh, I saw on TikTok, you know, like they take stuff as fact. Now, I'm not doing that, but like on these videos of this group, it's like videos that they've pulled from them. So it's not like,
I get it. I'm not saying they don't have the credentials to speak on it. I do just get nervous that with so much distance that exists between like what you're talking about and what's happening, I'm scared that there's going to be a documentary in 10 years of all of the terrible things that have happened to people because of what they said on TikTok, where you have this freedom to just say whatever and that there's no consequence.
Yeah.
Ex-members, especially when we talk about some of these groups that,
but
like,
I do think it's like, it is a slippery slope because it's like, you know, what if you just happen to have a bad day and what if you're driving, you flip someone off, right? And then somehow they get details on you, and then they...
Yeah, it's a wild world out there.
They out you about that. Now, if you're being racist or some shit, okay, like, that's your fault.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're just being, like, a dick a little bit...
But I'm just thinking, like, these ex-members, like, you get it off your chest. I love it. I think it's great. Expose the bad things that are happening. But there are some groups that is not a viable reason to use our name or to talk about us. And terrible things could happen to you or your family.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
But I think that they know that.
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay, so who they are, according to them. They are restorationists looking to restore the church before Armageddon. They, now, this was interesting. They have pictures of their prophetic lineage. They got pictures of Enoch and Abraham, you know, paintings. And it goes all the way up to some dude named Ray Tinsman, who is their, like, current leader.
So we are believers in the Old Test.
Yes.
And New Test?
Yes.
And more.
Yes.
Hey, listen, sometimes it's just not enough. We got to add more.
You know, it's kind of like Mormonism.
I was
that like
say, it feels very,
it's like there is current prophecy. Yeah. You know.
And I do think that there is something about the idea of keeping it going where it doesn't just feel like you're looking at something historically.
Right.
You want to feel a part of it.
Well, I think it also, like, even as a person of faith myself, sometimes you're kind of like, why did it just stop? Like, I don't get it.
Right. I think that's the move. I think that that's a big thing for people. Like, why am I studying a book that's 2,000 years old
right.
when nothing has happened yet? You've been telling me right. that the end of time is coming.
Right.
And it hasn't come
yeah,
yet.
Right.
So I think you do draw people in who want to be like a part of something.
Right.
This is why people, well, not the only reason, but I think this is one reason why people do like to go visit these historical sites that are religious, because they want to feel something.
Right.
They want to feel like they're a part of it. I want
right.
to walk the road that Jesus walked. I want to go yeah. to the mountain.
No, I feel you.
So
I
do think that, intentional or not, I think you do get a little bit more when you preach these ideas that you are a part of something special.
For sure. So they have a group of 12 apostles. 10 of them are men and 2 are women. Shouts out to being gender inclusive.
I'm here for it.
They then, under the apostles, they have 12 prophets. They've got 9 men, 3 women. This is also kind of similar to Mormonism. Now, it's not the exact same thing, but like
it's a hierarchical
Mormonism,
system.
Yeah, it's definitely. And it's like, for Mormonism, there's the prophet, and then there's the quorum of the 12 apostles, and then there's like a group of 70 below that.
So we're going Ray. We're going 12
Ray,
apostles.
And he's one of the 12 apostles.
Ray plus 11 friends.
Yeah.
And then we got
then
12
prophets,
underneath.
Then they have a bunch of elders with titles listed as pastors, ministers of song, elders, mothers in Israel, and fathers in Israel. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's...
I'm like, is that mean like... You're like... It can't mean real Israel. It has to mean like...
Metaphorical.
Yeah, biblical.
Yeah. Maybe you're like a... not an overseer, but you're sort of more like a...
Yeah, parental kind of figure.
Yeah,
kind
or
of,
like or... a family services or something.
Okay, yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, maybe. So, sounds like they started in 1880 with this guy named D.S. Warner and others. Again, they're restorationists. They believe that they heard the seventh trumpet, like, you know, they answered that call, and their job is to restore the church back to sanctity and holiness.
Did you say where he broke away from?
D.S. Warner?
Mm-hmm.
No, it does not. Not that I documented. It might. I didn't look at Wikipedia for this, really. So, now, their previous leader, his name was Daniel Wilburn Lane. He died in 2011. And what's really weird is, like, they have his obituary on their website. But, like, in the obituary, it's like, and people have said that he's, a liar and he tries to take money from people. Like, they're literally, like, mentioning the controversy around this dude. But they're like, but he's not. He's a soldier for God. And I'm like, why don't you just leave that out?
But
like,
you guys all had it wrong.
Right. Like, I'm like... Wait, why are you even mentioning it? Like, let's just play the denial game. Like, why? We're trying to refute, but this is making it look weird. Now, their doctrines, according to their website, again, the ex-members are going to refute this, but they said they believe in Jesus, they believe in salvation, they believe in having a holy life, living a holy life. They believe in separating themselves from the world. They believe in plain, modest dress. That's where it's kind of like Amish-y.
Yeah.
Like, no color. They believe in eternal reward or eternal punishment, and they believe in nonviolence, according to them. The facts They're located throughout the world. They've got the closest one to us is in Ontario, California. Shouts out. I used to go to Greek dance competitions down there. They also have them throughout USA and Canada. Indiana, Wisconsin, Oklahoma. They also have churches in Mexico, Austria, the Philippines, Ireland, and Bolivia. And a children's home in Haiti.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, they're you know.
I do find myself sometimes thinking, like, man, I always feel like the world is so much bigger.
Mm.
And then I hear about all these things, and I'm like, I guess it's pretty easy to be international now.
Yeah.
Like
we're international, baby.
Hey, like, things just happen. Like, there's so much more connectivity that exists where I'm like, man, how could it reach Austria? And then I'm like, oh, I don't know. One person
but
in
it
Austria.
But it is weird, though. Like, that's so random.
It is. It's strange. But, I mean, that's a pretty good foot. That's a pretty good footprint in the world. It's not bad.
Yeah. What are you looking up right now?
Oh, I looked up D.S. Warner and where he came from. You might know more about this than me. So he actually served in the Civil War, which is cool. Pacifism.
Which side?
Which pacifism? Union. He's a Union man. Okay. Because his brother got drafted and he stepped in to replace him because his brother had a family. So that's nice.
Okay.
Hey, you might think he's bad, but he stepped in to save his brother.
Okay.
He, Methodist Episcopal.
Okay, yeah.
And then this other one. Okay, have you ever heard of this? Weinbrennerian Church of God.
Let me see it. Nope. Wow, that's a name.
I know. I don't know anything about that. I guess you could probably click on it, but.
Very interesting. Part of the holiness movement. Yeah, so, like, my understanding is that, like, the holiness movement is, like, kind of related to, like, Pentecostalism, like, that kind of vibe. Very interesting.
Sounds like a very normal, like, progression, though, from what we've seen from leaders. Come from a different church. They were preaching there.
Yeah, that's, like,
and then they break away.
Especially during that time.
For sure.
You know?
For sure.
That's, like, where all these groups come from.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sunday and Wednesday services, an hour and a half to 2 hours long.
A little long for my taste.
What are you, a drive-by?
hey, listen. If you can say it short and you can say it sweet.
How long are your churches
don't
service?
Say it any other way. An hour.
Is there a coffee bar there too?
No.
No?
No. It's just straight like an hour. Like you're there for longer than an hour. But
yeah.
But top to bottom, like when we get started to when we're done, an hour.
Okay, got you.
2 hours. That's a long time.
Don't come to the Greek Orthodox Church.
Nah. Y'all just getting warmed up.
Yeah. Like, our service, like, starts at 9:30. You're going to be out there. You'll be out by, like, 11:30, but it depends.
Yeah, but one of your songs is, like, 25 minutes long.
Okay. No, this is what it is. If there's any person that's ever died and they're holding a memorial service, add 20 minutes.
Oof.
And then if there's, like, a baptism or anything like that, like, we're adding.
Yeah.
We're adding time.
Ours will just go after. So, if like, there's, like, we're going to do, if there's going to be baptisms.
Yeah, but they don't, like, dismiss us.
Hey.
It's like we're all praying for the dead right now.
And you all got to watch the baptism.
No, not usually. Most of the time, it's like we don't have to do the baptism. But, like for example, after a baby's baptized in our church, they have, like their first communion and whatnot, and like that's kind of a big deal. So that will kind of, or like, well, they'll do a baby blessing. Like,
do you guys gotta pass the baby around?
No,
everybody gets to hold.
But we all spit on the devil. That's true.
On the ground?
Not like literally, but we go like that.
But some people are letting.
Nobody's
it fly.
Hawking a loogie.
Someone's letting it fly.
Maybe in Greece.
The elderly gentleman.
No, we have carpet. Nobody's doing that
I
in our
church.
I
guarantee you there is spit.
Maybe my grandpa.
There is spit DNA all over that carpet.
You, listen, we're all sharing out of a common cup, bro. We're intertwined anyways.
When you're in, you're in. That poor custodian who has to clean that up every time.
COVID? Nightmare.
Ooh.
We couldn't have communion.
And you can't spit on the devil. Too many germs.
Or I can. And I will. So, anyways, okay, back
Sundays,
to this
Sundays, Wednesdays,
group.
That's pretty common.
Sundays and Wednesdays, but Wednesdays is like a testimony service.
Like people from the congregation are speaking?
Yeah. They refer to each other as saints. They also refer to each other as like brother, sister.
I wouldn't mind being called a saint every now and then.
Okay.
Not sure I've earned the title, but I'm not mad at that.
Hey, saint.
I feel good.
Look, fives. A 10 is talking.
I don't know. I feel like a good, what do you guys call each other? Names?
Literally nothing.
Just names?
Just hey.
No brothers?
No.
Mm.
Okay. Do you call people that?
Mm, no.
You're not like, hey, brother Josh.
No, not like that. But
like they refer to each other like that.
Yeah, I think I like Saint.
Saint Mark?
Hey, that's real.
It's kind of sick, but it is also kind of like
it's kind of pretentious, right?
Yeah, right. They say that they believe in other people besides them being saved. So that they say on their website that they validate that people who are not in their church can go to heaven. But ex-members are going to say that's not true.
I mean, I feel like that's pretty common.
Right.
No?
Right. They said that they believe in apostles today. They believe that those who are apostles or prophets can write scripture.
Oh, we're inspired.
But they say, like, it's scripture, but it's not the Bible. So it's like, what are we talking about?
Dude, we're splitting hairs. Guess what? Right. I could also write scripture.
Right.
And I'm not going to claim it's the Bible either, but I also don't think you should listen to me.
Right. But, like, they do, you know?
So they're just adding more stuff. They got their own book?
I don't think so, but, like, basically they're saying, like, what D-Ray... Tinsman saying, like, that's facts.
Maybe you...
That's God facts.
Maybe it's, like, you use that to fuel the testimony Wednesdays. Like, you could write stuff. And if it happened to you, and, like, you experienced something, and God brought you out of it, like, maybe they're thinking scripture like that. I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, maybe. Now, so then I...
Wait a minute, whoa, are we doing miracles?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I'm going to guess yes.
These are apostles.
Right.
If we're writing scripture.
I'm going to guess yes.
I would say that we're thinking miracles can happen.
Right. There can be miracles.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, my God.
Deep
Prince
cut?
Of Egypt.
Oh, I thought you were like going to the church.
No.
Oh.
You've not, seen
not,
Prince of Egypt?
Not a Prince of Egypt guy. I know. Not for me.
That's a sin. Okay.
I'm a saint.
So then I found a different website, a different Facebook. And this, I'm just going to show you what this one looks like.
It's just one of those like, because you're listening and not watching. It's one of those just like really aggressive, but also very like simplistic.
Yeah.
Like,
this is like, you made this on Paint.
Because like the line going through it, like a no smoking sign, the line's not even straight. And it doesn't have the same width. The
I didn't
entire
even notice that
through.
Until right now. Like they literally drew this on
it's so cringy.
Like Paint. It says cult warning, Cogger, be aware, do not attend this church. Now let's read these comments. Please follow above message. I would never go there. I don't agree on their religion. Please don't go to this church. It is wicked. It is not what they are saying. They are not following Jesus like they say. They say they do, but they don't. Please listen to the message. Look at this last one.
Just a gif of a dog nodding yes.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on, but they have definitely made some
enemies. But to be clear, don't you think at your church's Facebook page, similar comments could exist?
No. I'm being for real.
Hey.
No.
You ain't got a lie to kick it.
I think that like...
People get angry when they don't get exactly what they want and they go 1,000 miles an hour
the
other way.
The reason why I disagree and I'm saying... I think if we're talking about the Orthodox Church in general, for sure. But I'm saying like if we're talking about my parish, I don't think so because it's so like cultural. Do you know what I mean? Like... If you don't believe, like, that's kind of, like, whatever because, like...
I'm not saying it's the fault of the church. I'm saying I think every church's Facebook page, it probably has people who are angry, who are going through something in life, who went there
maybe.
For a specific person, a specific reason. They didn't get what they wanted. So all of a sudden, I have to just, like, keyboard warrior this entire thing that says, they're not following the gospel. They just want my money.
We have a 4.8 stars.
Who is rating churches?
I know, isn't that
Google?
Funny? Isn't that hilarious?
That's so funny.
But it's all about our thing. It's
So that page, that Facebook page, is definitely from an angry person who attended.
Right. Yeah, but they've got
substantial information on there.
No,
not just
it's kind of like for me, I was like, this is giving too crazy. Like, yeah. I can't, yeah. I can't, like, take this into a bunch of consider. I mean, come on.
I know.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, we need a little bit more legitimacy.
I agree.
Like, this is why we need websites.
I that's very true. That's very true.
Because I can't look at that and be like, yeah, this is someone I'm going to trust.
For sure.
You know? Okay, but I did find a interview with a YouTuber. Now, this is a random deep cut, but her name is Apostate Ashley.
Ooh.
I think she's an ex-Mormon, I'm pretty sure. And she interviews an ex-member named Steven. And Steven gives his experience. Now, Steven, he's had a tough life. According to him, you know, he was basically adopted. He was a foster kid, and he was being fostered by some family that was in the church. Doesn't want to be there, doesn't want to live with them, gets sent back to his family, ends up back with them, ends up being in the church. And he's basically being abused, like, by his foster adoptive family, like, this whole time. So he has a bad experience, obviously.
Right.
But he says that, and also, like, in clips, when the pastor is speaking, like, they're doing that, like, yes, amen, like, that kind of thing, like, mm-hmm. a lot. And according to him, Ray is not just, like, the pastor. Like, he's not just the head pastor, like, at a normal, like, church. Like, he's the guy. And, like, what Ray says is God's word, you know? Like, he's infallible.
Right.
And anything that a member must do, according to Steven, has to go through Ray. And that some people are calling him the Messiah and that he is Christ in the flesh today. Now, Steven claims that he was being abused by multiple church members, including some of these elders, including some of these, like, prophets.
You get into it? Like
sexual abuse. Okay,
sexual, yeah. Not physical.
And not just him.
Okay.
Like, him, his sister, like, and that Ray knew that this was happening. Like, he said, like, this is happening to me, and he was like, nah, and just is like, go away, basically.
Well, we've heard that story before.
Right.
The power struggle.
And like his sister was it, I don't know. Okay, I'm not quite sure about how he's related to this person. I don't know if this is his biological sister or his
adopted,
yeah, or if it's not even his real sister, but like someone he's so close to,
or they call them sisters.
But this girl was adopted by a different family than him, and she got pregnant by her dad.
Yo.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah. And so that's when this kid, like, got out. Like, he had tried to leave before, but, like, he was in it from basically, like, I think it was, like, 8 to, like, 22. So he was in it most of his life. And he went to the church school. Like, he didn't go to public school. He said they did not learn anything. It was just, like, an indoctrination place.
Yeah.
And that, like, when he... when he was, like, tested, he was, like, in eighth grade, and he was, like, at, like, a fourth grade level because of, like, the education he was receiving.
Oh, that's
there.
Weird. It wasn't a good education.
I know, right? Now, he contradicts, again, what the church claims about themselves. He says they do not accept other Christians, that they are physically violent. They're not these pacifists, as they claim. He also said that Ray believes that he can strike people dead.
Why does that make you laugh?
Like, with his mind. Like,
there are just levels, and that is a level that...
Yeah. And so the kid was like, you know, at first when I left, like, I was like, okay, I'm going to be struck dead, like...
He said it.
Yeah, and he was like, now I know it's not true, because I'm not dead, because I know he hates me.
Hey, well, clearly, right?
he said that they have to wear saintly colors only, no red, no patterns, no short sleeves. It's giving a little Mormony, like Warren Jeffs.
Yeah.
You know? Now, when asked about the way women are, kind of like in this group, he said that women, they're not they don't have to really be like submissive to their husbands. It's like they just need to be submissive to the church leaders.
So the church, you don't take the section like to home, like we've seen right. in other groups where it's like in
it's
the home.
It's not the umbrella. In the,
yeah, yeah, yeah. That umbrella yeah. piece. Yeah.
It's not that.
That literally is what came to mind.
Yeah, it's not that. It's like.
Just the church.
We fall under the church first and foremost. But like, I think a lot of marriages are arranged kind of things.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it still exists, right?
Yeah. Now, this kid, when he said he was going to leave, Ray was like, I'm going to call the police on you. And he's like, for what? And he's like, I'm going to say you did this, you know, like just make something up. So the kid didn't leave for a while because he was like super afraid of going to jail. And all this stuff. Now, again, this boy, Steven, claims that after he, like, came out, because he's, like, in litigation with this church.
Oh, so they really did press charges.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think he's suing them. I don't think it's, like...
The other way around.
I don't think it's, like, a... I don't think it's, like, a criminal thing. I think it's, like, a civil thing.
Yeah.
But somebody broke into this kid's house and went through all of his stuff. And it's like, he's like, okay, who else would
yeah,
this be?
Yeah, I mean, that's
you know what I mean?
That tracks.
So, yeah. The guy, Ray, he basically is like, am I God? Maybe. Like,
I don't know.
But, yeah, I mean, there's not a ton of info on this yet. I have a feeling that they will come into focus more as time goes on because there's, like, stirrings.
I was going to say, I mean, if they haven't done it by now, 1880, been around for a hot minute.
Yeah, but, bro, you know, things get more ramped. And with what's happening in the world, like...
Yeah, that's true.
This feeds their... Excuse me. This feeds their, I mean, Armageddon news, you know?
Yeah.
Like... It's kind of easy to ramp up.
I also think that you could like cookie cutter this group and there's probably 50 more that are exactly the same.
For sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a good blueprint.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting though. I think it would be really interesting to see like more. There are videos and they preach very interestingly. Like these different apostles, they like take turns preaching.
Oh, the same day?
I can't really tell because these are videos, so I can't really tell. Yeah. But like, and I don't want to watch like hours of this. But you know, I was watching one video and how like one of the apostles was talking about how he started praying not in Jesus's name but in like Ray's name.
Oh.
Yeah, and like the other apostles' names and like how they need to start doing that. So it's definitely veering, you know
it's
what I mean?
Veering idolatry real quick.
Yeah. It's taking a left turn,
yeah.
You know, but I think it'll be interesting to keep up on this because I think that I just have a feeling there's going to be some updates here in the next couple years. Something's going to pop off.
Hey, are we going to Greensville?
Listen, add it to the cult road trip.
That's a far one.
Also... Coming up on next time, whenever that will be.
Next time on The Culture.
Way back when we covered Twin Flames,
mm-hmm.
there is a new Netflix doc coming out like this week.
Oh, let's get it.
So we are definitely going to be covering their coverage. Who did it first? We did it first. But
don't forget, Netflix is listening.
We will give you guys, because, you know, it's just cool to see like actual video and like interviews. So. We'll cover that.
We will be back.
Give our thoughts. We'll be back sooner rather than later.
Yes.
All right. Well, stay safe, you guys, and don't drink the Kool-Aid.
See ya.